The level of violence that was used in this attack is of particular concern. This is an attack during which a convoy was basically shot at by a group of armed individuals. So the fact that we actually have some of the workers who were injured by a firearm is actually quite different and quite concerning.
Is this another example of banditry, or is it something more systematic, perhaps terrorist-related?
At this point, we cannot speculate with regards to the identity of the attacker. So unfortunately, it's very difficult to really understand what exactly happened and who are the people who are involved.
And what effect will this have on the delivery of aid to the people in need?
The immediate impact is basically the suspension of all activities in that specific area. So I really want to underline this is very localized, and the only impact is for that region. Otherwise, in the rest of northern Mali, activities continue to be carried out normally. Now, in this specific region, all actors who usually operate on the ground have decided to suspend temporarily their activities until they have a better understanding of what happened and until some measures are put into place to make sure that humanitarian operations can be carried safely in this area.
How difficult is it becoming to work in Mali?
Overall, the context is stabilizing. However, we have seen a level of attacks in the north and center of the country, which has been increasing between 2014 and 2015. So it is concerning.
Are you getting enough support, enough protection from the Malian authorities?
Well, the discussion is ongoing, and advocacy is always ongoing in terms of trying to make sure that all actors should really support free access and secure access. The concept of the protection of humanitarian workers was actually included in the peace agreement that was signed by all parties to the conflict.